AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The National Association for Business Economics Outlook Survey expects a stronger pace of economic growth this year and next.
The positive economic outlook comes from NAB President John Sylvia, who's also the chief economist of Wells Fargo.
You've got good job growth. On top of that, you look at the wages and salary numbers, and those things are continuing to improve.
And Sylvia adds he doesn't expect big economic fallout from any action the Fed takes.
While the Fed is raising rates, and basically the survey looks at maybe 50 basis points, 60 basis points, that doesn't seem to have, at least by the survey, much of an impact at all on the overall strength of the economy.
Shelley Antler, Washington.
This just in from Jerusalem. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has been found guilty in a retrial on corruption charges. But now that two bodies have been pulled from the rubble of a Manhattan apartment building collapse, authorities have shifted their focus to what caused the massive explosion and fire, and the possibility that someone may have improperly tapped a gas line serving one of the buildings. New York City Fire Commissioner Daniel Nigro.
We have not reached the cellar level where the gas piping is, and we anticipate being here a few more days to complete this removal.
President Obama, Vice President Biden, and Republican Senator John McCain are among the guests scheduled to pay tribute to the late Senator Edward Kennedy at the formal dedication of an institute named for him in Boston.
He dedicated his life to the institution and thereby being able to become one of the most effective members of the United States Senate.
McCain appeared on CBS's Face the Nation. A ceremony is scheduled Monday at the Edward M. Kennedy Institute for the United States Senate. The $79 million facility features a life-size replica of the Senate chamber. This is AP Radio News. After a century on Manhattan's Lower East Side, New York's last major maker of matzah, the Jewish unleavened bread, is moving production out of the city.
The Streit family is still making matzah on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, but the last Passover matzah has rolled out of the 90-year-old production line, and soon the rest will follow.
Being on the Lower East Side, although it's a part of our history and a part of our roots, it doesn't make as much business sense to be down here manufacturing in Manhattan.
Aaron Gross is the fifth generation Streit who runs the business. He still hasn't said where production will go, but when it does, it will take a big chunk of Jewish identity out of a now trendy neighborhood that 100 years ago was the largest Jewish city in the world. Warren Levinson, New York.
The DreamWorks animated alien adventure Home was tops at the box office over the weekend.
Oh no! My hands are in the air like I just do not care!
With a $54 million debut, it beat out the Will Ferrell-Kevin Hart comedy, Get Hard. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.